आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सायरा मुज्तबा। द हेडलाइंस। Prime Minister Narendra Modi to embark on a four-day visit to Jordan, Ethiopia and Oman beginning 15th of this month. President Draupadi Murmu to visit Nupi Lal Memorial Complex in Imphal today to pay her respect to brave women warriors of Manipur. Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Mohan Yadav declares the state free of Naxalism following surrender of two Maoists in Balaghat district. 30th International Film Festival of Kerala to begin today in Thiruvananthapuram. Sheikh Hasina's party, Awami League, demands neutral caretaker government for Bangladesh to hold free and fair general elections. And India's Danyal Patel storms into quarterfinals of FIFA E-World Cup 2025, featuring eFootball Mobile in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a four-day visit to Jordan, Ethiopia and Oman from the 15th of this month. On the first leg of his visit, the Prime Minister will travel to Jordan at the invitation of the King of Jordan, Abdullah bin Al-Hussein. During the visit, the Prime Minister will meet King Abdullah II to review the entire gamut of relations between India and Jordan and exchange perspectives on regional issues. We have a report.
Marking the 75th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations between the two countries, the visit presents an opportunity to further strengthen India-Jordan bilateral engagement, explore new avenues of collaboration for mutual growth, and promote regional peace, prosperity, security and stability between the two countries. On the 16th of this month, Mr. Modi will proceed to Ethiopia, marking his first visit to the country. During his stay, the Prime Minister will hold wide-ranging discussions with Dr. Ali on all aspects of India-Ethiopia bilateral ties. As partners in the Global South, the visit will reaffirm the shared commitment of the two nations to advance close ties of friendship and bilateral cooperation. In the final leg of his visit on December 17, the Prime Minister will reach Oman at the invitation of Oman Sultan Haitham bin Tariq. Both India and Oman share an all-encompassing strategic partnership underpinned by centuries-old bonds of friendship, trade linkages and strong people-to-people ties. With Pallavi Parmar, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi hosted a special dinner for all National Democratic Alliance or NDA MPs at his official residence last night. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that the NDA family represents a shared commitment to good governance, national development and regional aspirations. Mr. Modi said that together they will continue working to strengthen the nation's development journey in the years ahead. This was the first major gathering of the NDA allies after their victory in Bihar elections. President Draupadi Murmu will visit the Nupi Lal Memorial Complex in Imphal today to pay her respect to the brave women warriors of Manipur, acknowledging their historic contribution to the state. More from our correspondent.
Nupi Lal refers to two women-led movements that occurred in 1904 and 1939, protesting then-colonial British policies and fighting for justice for Manipuri. The latter protest held on 12 December saw many brave Manipuri women injured in the hand of British soldiers, and thus the Nupi Lal Day is held on 12 December every year. An hour after now, the President will arrive at the main venue of the observation, the Nupi Lal Memorial Complex in Imphal, and pay floral tribute, remembering those brave Manipuri women. Afterward, the President will visit Sri Sri Govindaji Temple at Palace Compound, Imphal, to do the darshan and aarti to go Sri Sri Govindaji. JJ Thapsom, Akashvani News, Imphal.
Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Mohan Yadav has declared the state free of Naxalism following surrender of two Maoists in Balaghat district. He said this became possible due to the determination to eliminate Naxalism from the country by 2026 under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the guidance of Union Home Minister Amit Shah. The Chief Minister was addressing a program organized under the Rehabilitation to Rejuvenation campaign related to the surrender of Naxalites in Balaghat via video conference from Bhopal.
Today, I would like to thank the Prime Minister Narendra Modi under the able guidance of the Honorable Home Minister, the Government of India and the State Government have jointly launched this post-independence campaign against the Naxalite movement and Maoism in which we are getting success state by state.
Naxalites Deepak and Rohit surrendered at the Central Reserve Police Force or CRPF camp in Korka under Birsa Police Station area of Balaghat district yesterday. Naxalites Deepak was carrying a reward of 29 lakh rupees, while a reward of 14 lakh rupees had been announced for Rohit. Senior Congress leader and former Union Home Minister Shivraj Patil passed away in Latur, Maharashtra today. He was 91. Patil breathed his last at around 6:30 a.m. at his residence in Latur, where he had been under home care due to a prolonged illness. Shivraj Patil held several important positions during his long political career, including Speaker of the Lok Sabha and various key portfolios in the Union Cabinet. Patil won Latur Lok Sabha seat 7 times. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the NewsOn AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to Morning News. Executive Director of Observer Research Foundation or ORF America, Dhruv Jaishankar, has highlighted that high tariffs imposed by the US and renewed US engagement with Pakistan hinder cooperation between India and the US. He said this in his testimony on India-US affairs before the US House Foreign Affairs Subcommittee on South and Central Asia. Mr. Jaishankar opined that the inability to conclude a bilateral trade agreement, along with continued US engagement with Pakistan's military leadership, risks preventing the full realization of a India-US strategic partnership.
The biggest obstacle concerns tariff. President Trump's desire to balance trade with India and access India's market is precisely what India is offering. India has signed 5 trade agreements in recent years and is actively negotiating at least 5 more. A solution to a trade and tariff differences between the United States and India is therefore at hand. The second challenge in India relates to the United States' renewed engagement with Pakistan's military leadership. Pakistan has a long and well-documented history of using non-state terrorist proxies against India. As a result, over many years, India's experience is that third-party mediation has often contributed to Pakistan's adventurism.
Another expert on South Asia, Jeff Smith of the Heritage Foundation, told the subcommittee that India's geopolitical importance is hard to overstate today. He said India is a top 5 global economy and top 5 defense spender. Mr. Smith pointed out that of all China's neighbors, India has offered the stiffest resistance to China's aggressive foreign policy under President Xi Jinping. The 30th International Film Festival of Kerala, or IFFK, will begin in Thiruvananthapuram today with the opening film Palestine 36 by Annie Mary Jasser. The opening film Palestine 36 has earned wide acclaim and won the Best Film Award at the Tokyo International Film Festival. Kerala State Chalchitra Academy, the organizer of the event, said that the festival, to be held from 12th to 19th of December, is set to offer an 8-day visual feast of contemporary and historical cinema. A major highlight of this edition is the conferring of the Lifetime Achievement Award on Abdurrahmane Sisako, the Mauritanian filmmaker and influential voice in African cinema. More details from our correspondent.
For the next 8 days, Thiruvananthapuram will be immersed in the spirit of the film festival. A total of 206 films from 82 countries spread across 26 categories will be screened until December 19. Today, 11 films will be shown at various venues. In the international competition section, 5 films from different countries competing for Suvarna Chakoram and Rajata Chakoram awards will also be screened today. Midhi M. Palluruthi, Akashvani News, Thiruvananthapuram.
Still in Kerala, the total number of digitized enumeration forms in the SIR process has reached 2,75,99,466, which accounts for 99.1% of all forms distributed. According to the Chief Electoral Officer, the number of uncollectible forms has risen to 24,10,317. Bangladesh's deposed Premier Sheikh Hasina's Awami League has demanded a neutral caretaker government to hold free and participatory general elections. The party has rejected the poll schedule announced by what it called the illegal government's Illegal Election Commission. Bangladesh Chief Election Commissioner AMM Nasiruddin has announced to hold the general elections on 12th of February next year. The interim government has banned all activities of the Awami League. In a statement posted on its social media handle, Awami League said that it is now clear that the current occupying authority is entirely biased. The party said, under the interim government's control, it is impossible to ensure a fair and normal environment where transparency, neutrality and people's will can be reflected. Canada's new anti-hate bill, C-9, has been amended to distinguish the sacred Hindu, Jain and Buddhist swastika from Nazi imagery. We have a report.
On Wednesday, the House of Commons Standing Committee on Justice and Human Rights unanimously agreed to remove the term swastika from the English version of the bill. The original draft of Bill C-9 had described a banned hate symbol as the Nazi Hakenkreuz, also known as the Nazi swastika. Hindu, Jain and Buddhist groups objected strongly to this, arguing that this phrasing incorrectly associated their ancient, sacred symbol of good fortune with Hitler's emblem of hate. The amended text now refers only to the Nazi Hakenkreuz or the hooked cross, ensuring that the legislation targets the Nazi symbol alone and not the religious swastika. The amendment was moved by Liberal Party MP Anthony Housefather after concerns were raised by Indo-Canadian community groups over use of such terminology. The proposed legislation will make it a crime to intimidate and obstruct people from accessing places of worship, schools, community centers, and other places primarily used by an identifiable group. The committee's vote is a major step forward, but Bill C-9 must still pass through the remaining stages of debate and approval in the House of Commons and Senate before receiving royal assent and becoming law. With Aishwarya, Ashish P. Abraham, Akashwani News, Delhi.
On to sports now. In the FIFA E-World Cup 2025 featuring eFootball Mobile, India's Danial Patel stormed into the quarterfinals as table toppers of Group B in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia yesterday. India will now face Malaysia in the quarterfinals today at 6:30 p.m. Indian time. Indian football's official YouTube channel will live stream the match. India finished the group stage as table toppers of Group B, having won 6 out of 10 games with 21 points. Danial Patel is representing India with Mushtaba Hussaini as his coach. In men's cricket, South Africa defeated India by 51 runs in the second T20 encounter of the five-match series in Mulanpur, New Chandigarh last night. Chasing a target of 214 runs, India were bundled out for 162 with 5 balls to spare. Earlier put into bat, the visitors posted 213 runs for the loss of 4 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. An Asian Cricket Council ACC Under-19 Asia Cup 2025 is set to begin in Dubai today. The opening match will be played between Ayush Mathre-led India and host United Arab Emirates or UAE at the ICC Academy ground in Dubai this morning at 10:30 a.m. Indian time. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun.
Thank you, Saira. Detention of Luthra brothers, Modi-Trump talks on ties, trade and Indigo's gross mismanagement are stories covered by the press today. Hindustan Times writes, Modi-Trump discuss progress in ties, trade, adding that the two leaders spoke on phone for the first time since October as the new U.S. Deputy Trade Representative Rick Switzer concluded a two-day visit to India, during which he engaged with top officials here. Luthra brothers detained in Phuket. India seeks return. Headlines the Times of India, while the Indian Express writes, Goa club owners who fled hours after deadly blaze held in Thailand. Gross mismanagement, fault lies with Indigo, says government on crisis, writes Hindustan Times. And finally, a plea for passive euthanasia has gained traction. The Indian Express quotes the Apex Court in its headline, have to do something. Supreme Court wants to examine man comatose for 13 years. And with that, it's back to you, Saira.
Thanks, Shagun. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to embark on a four-day visit to Jordan, Ethiopia and Oman beginning 15th of this month. President Draupadi Murmu to visit Nupi Lal Memorial Complex in Imphal today to pay her respect to brave women warriors of Manipur. Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Mohan Yadav declares the state free of Naxalism following surrender of 2 Maoists in Balaghat district. 30th International Film Festival of Kerala to begin today in Thiruvananthapuram. Sheikh Hasina's party Awami League demands neutral caretaker government for Bangladesh to hold free and fair general elections. And India's Danial Patel storms into quarterfinals of FIFA E-World Cup 2025 featuring eFootball Mobile in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a great day.